Are you in trouble?
I'm not in trouble. Are you in trouble?
No. The wire's not working very much.
Why?
Is it?
Yes, it's working. Why don't you slip your shoes off? And you tell us the tank engine short, and then we'll try this Superman outfit on that we just got you.
Nope, I don't want the pants on. No, but you haven't listened.
No, but listen, Thomas, Superman wears pants.
I just got
he wears pants on the outside, doesn't he?
He doesn't.
Why don't you put upstairs to your bedroom quickly and get Superman? Run upstairs and get Superman and then come back down.
I will get
Superman. Go and get Superman off your bed and bring him down. Quick, quick.
No, I'm going.
Well, shall I go and get him?
No.
All right, well, come straight back down, please.
I'm changing these. Oh, I can't get the shoes.
So you need to take your shoes off first.
Honey?
No, Thomas, you need to take your shoes off.
I can't do.
Come on, come out here.
Room.
Well, come here, darling, I'll sort you out.
I want to do this right for you. And I don't want you to knock them, Mum.
You don't want me to knock? Well, keep your ordinary pants on.
That's my pants.
Yeah, put them on top of this. There you are. How's that? You're going to look like a real Superman in a minute, aren't you?
Hey, cool.
Cool?
Who
says cool?
I do.
Oh, yes, very nice.
Are you in trouble?
No, are you?
Nope. Because I'm a superhero.
Are you? Are you going to go upstairs and get your Superman?
No.
No, right, let's have a look at the mirror. Superman wears his underpants on the outside of his trousers.
Do you want me to listen to you?
Superman! Do you like that? Haha, my little Superman, aren't you?
Me?
Yes.
Can it come here like this?
Well, what, so your arms are outstretched? Oh, they're a bit heavy.
Yeah, but please can you, Mum?
Okay.
Then I could be flying, Superman.
All right. One, two, three. Oh! Way!
Oh, let me just check you.
What are you doing? Checking that the recording's working all right?
Right. Then, if it's not, I will end it.
Very good.
I can't hear a sausage.
Are you?
No. Is it plugged in?
It should be plugged in. Everything looks like it's working, yes. Why?
Well, no, because I can't hear anything.
Can't you?
Let me just check.
Although it should
work. It's plugged in.
It is definitely plugged in, yes. So it should be working, shouldn't it?
I know what you haven't done.
What?
You haven't speaked through it.
I haven't speaked through
it. That's why it's not working.
It's not speaked, it's spoken.
It's not being spoken through.
No, you don't speak into anything. It's not like your tape recorder upstairs. You see these microphones up here with the green lights on? When you talk, that picks up all the little noises that we make.
Perfect. Let me just check it in a minute now. I can hear you have your little bag.
Can you? Yes, I'm just folding up the bag, aren't I? You could hear that, could you?
Superman to the best again.
Superman to what?
Rescue. Then can I do my slime again, Mummy?
You can in a minute.
Like this, Mummy. Like this, Mum. This fast.
That's fast, too. That's fast.
And I want to do this. This twirl.
This
funny twirls on.
Is that what Superman does? Does he twiddle himself around before
like this?
Setting on?
Like this, Mum. Like this, Mum.
Oh, he does, yes. That's right. Very good.
I'm gonna do my flying now. Like this, Mummy. This, that's Mummy. Play this, Mummy.
That's just fast, isn't it?
This fast now. Woo! Like that. Mummy, do all those twirls that I did, Mummy.
Yes. But you want me to twirl round as well?
Pardon?
You want me to twirl round?
Yeah.
Your voice sounds a bit croaky, Thomas. Yes. Yeah. Is it?
Mummy, you have to do all the twirls. I know me.
Oh.
And Mummy, you better do all the twirls I did.
I thought you wanted me to spin you around. Let's go the other way. Ready, steady, Superman. Hurry up, that's enough now. So do you like that? And let's have a look at your new underpants as well. Let's go and have a quick look, shall we? Are you tired? Let's have a look.
Pretending to be dead.
Oh, right. Oh, I suppose you have to be fairly quiet for that, don't you?
Okay, I can make myself be alive again.
Can you? Well, you're a useful person to have around, aren't you?
Okay.
We'll pop Daddy's keys there, because they'll be looking
for. Gather up.
Gather up?
Yep.
Can you gather round?
No, gather up.
Gather up. Gather up Daddy's keys?
Yep.
All right. These pants are nice, Thomas. Look at those.
Back.
Oh, look, there's even Bertie the bus on them.
Look.
How many pairs? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pairs of pants. Henry, the green engine. Bertie the bus. Thomas the tank engine. There's one that says Thomas and Friends. James. Harold the helicopter. And Percy. And look, they come in this super little bag, don't they? That's a really nice bag. Good old house of Spencer's. Yeah. Look, I couldn't actually see the Bertie the bus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. One for every day of the week. Look. Bertie the bus. Which one's your favourite?
I don't like any of them.
You don't like any of them? Why?
Because a special sticker says superhero.
Right, why don't you like them, Thomas?
Because I just don't.
Or will you wear them?
No, I won't.
Why?
I don't like them.
You said you did in the shop.
I didn't mean.
You don't like them?
No. That's my sticker for 30 days.
But the last time we got some underpants, they had footballs on and aeroplanes and buses and things. And you were really happy with them, but out of all the ones in the shop today, you liked these, didn't you?
But Mummy,
yeah.
I just needed a wee, and don't tell me where the toilet is, because my supervisor looks all around.
Your supervisor looks all around?
This one.
Your supervisor?
Yep.
Oh, I see.
You press this button and there goes...
I see.
When he sees something, what he wants.
Right, your finger's a supervisor, is it?
Mm.
I see. Okay, so you're going upstairs now? Right, so I'll be along in a minute.
Yeah, I'll be along.
Okay.
I'll be along. If you get stuck, just stay where you are, then I'll zoom past.
I will, darling. If I get stuck,
I will zoom on that.
I'll shout for...
I'll zoom past.
Okay, I'll shout for Superman, and you can zoom back to me.
And if you don't know what you're doing, I will come down.
Oh, I never know what I'm doing, so I might well shout. Bye-bye for now. What's she doing? Asking your controller if you've got time to play with me?
Yeah.
Oh, look, who's here now?
Hey, I'm the Superman!
But you see, yes, you've got the same Superman t-shirt. Look, there's his pants on top of his blue trousers, and he's got red boots.
Hey, I'm the Superman behind.
Is that funny?
Yeah, have I got time to do something with the girl? Little troll is dead. Well, my troll is dead.
Yeah.
I have 2 minutes to go, but I got time to do something.
What
would
you like to do?
Pick and choose,
you said. Pick and choose.
And this Superman's nearly dead.
Why is he nearly dead?
And the other Superman.
Let's just move these flowers out of the way.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to come near the table?
I'm going to tickle him.
You want to tickle him, right?
No, I'm going to sit on him.
Oh, poor Superman, that's not kind.
I'm the Superman.
There you go. Right, close your eyes. There you are, Superman.
Ah! Oh, sussy. Superman.
Right.
Okay, I got a clock.
Would you like to come to the table?
I'm having something to eat, I don't mind.
Bring the clock in. No, we'll be having something to eat fairly soon.
Great.
Right,
I can open this.
Yeah, bring it here, please, Thomas.
I can open it.
Yes, but bring it here, please.
No, wait. Where I'm doing this.
Wait. Make sure you put all the wrapping in the bin.
Well.
Yeah, do you like that? Mm-hmm. It's a big, round, wooden clock here in the learning centre. Can you bring it here, Thomas, please?
It's got more of this.
Yes, it has, yes. Right. It's got more wrapping on. I think I'll have to do it.
No, there's no more.
There is, Tommy. Yes, it's got more wrapping on it. Tick tock, tick tock. No, let's undo it properly. It's got wrapping still in it. No, it's not silly, but they have to pack it well to protect it, don't they? Right. We'll open it there. There we are. We can rip this
off. Careful.
Oh, well.
Be careful, careful. But this is in the olden days, and we don't.
What do you mean it's in the olden days?
This is the olden days, and we don't have plasters.
In the olden days, we don't have plasters. What do you mean?
Because if you get hurt and hurt and hurt,
yes.
It what? And we had no plasters.
Oh, right. In the olden days, they had no plasters.
Yeah.
So what's happened if people got hurt?
They do not do anything. They just wait. Okay. They wait for me.
They wait until somebody comes. Oh, sorry. This is making a lot of noise. We're just unwrapping.
I'm
going
to ask
about roller
now.
You're going to ask the
flat controller? Yeah, and I'm not coming back here now.
Why?
Dad got the clock. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm not coming back.
Aren't you?
No.
You're spinning around still, aren't you?
Yep. I disappeared and could look now, Bob.
Oh, yes. Why have you disappeared?
Yeah.
Now, why have you disappeared?
I'm not coming back.
Why?
Because I don't want any noise.
You don't want any noise?
No.
Oh, lovely. There's only one noisy thing in this house, Thomas. You know who that is, don't you?
Yeah. I'm not called Thomas.
No, Superman. Mm-hmm. Right. Would Superman like to come and learn to tell the time?
I just learned the time
from
my controller.
You learnt the time from what? Your controller?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
That means if the next
sucker
calls me,
and
that's my
old. Right, will you come here now, please, Tom?
Okay.
Come on.
Hello.
Now, look at this super clock. The hands go round, don't they? Which is the big hand?
Yes.
Which is the little hand?
This one.
Right. Well, let's put them on the clock face. Let's start with number one there. Find number one. That's it. Let's put them all the right way to start.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I know which one's number one.
Yes, but if we turn them the right way around, because the nine and the six look the same at the moment, don't they? No, that's number seven, isn't it? No, we start with number one, please.
I can't find it.
That's number one. Start with number one. In there. Right, and what comes after one?
Don't tell me.
And what is it?
Two.
Right, well, two goes that way. Going round this way is called clockwise. Three. And what comes after three, Thomas? What number's that?
I won't tell you, I guess.
You won't tell me? Oh, I guess it's number four. And what comes after four?
Five, and then six, and then seven, and then eight, and nine, and ten, and then 11, and then a 12, and then 13, and then a 14, and then 15, and then a 16.
Right, 12. Go around the clock, then. Don't bother with that. Find number five.
No, I'm going to point some... Seven.
Yeah. Right, that's five to four. Right, let's build the clock up again. What comes after four? Very good.
I'm not doing any more.
Well, no, if you complete the clock, then we can do some games with the clock.
I don't want to.
Why?
I don't like to.
You don't like to?
No.
Well, you always want to tell the time. I thought you would like this. Come on, I'm a bit stuck now. I've got all these pieces and I don't know where to put them.
Just try the shapes, like...
Oh, show me.
Like this. Like this now, look. Oh, no, just keep trying.
Right, well, I think seven comes after... I mean, eight comes after seven. So, should I put that there? Should I see? Ah, right. And what comes after eight?
No, everything goes in the slot.
Right.
So, I'll leave you to it.
You leave me to it, but I think maybe number five. Thomas, no. No.
This is my walkie-talkie. I just stick the things in, but you better guess what they are.
Well, that looks like... Ah, no, I don't think that goes there. That's it. It's a bit benign, isn't it, that?
We'll go in.
Upside down, well, is it a six and a nine? Are they the other way around, aren't they? That's it. Well, rather than trying to match the shapes, Thomas, just think of what number comes after nine. What number comes after nine? Ten. So I think it's ten you're looking for there, isn't it?
Mm.
Six.
Seven.
Ah, I've got a clock now, haven't we?
You haven't.
Look, there's a clock on this book. Tell the time with Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I don't like Winnie the Pooh.
Well, we've got Postman Pat or we've got the Tweenies.
I don't know which one I like.
Well, shall we have a look at Postman Pat first and see what he's doing?
No.
Right, is this my name?
No. I don't look at books.
What would you like to do?
I want to do some for myself.
Well, come here and talk to me, Thomas. Don't go upstairs, please. Thomas, will you come?
I'm coming in the bedroom. What have we got here?
So you don't want to look at the clock now?
Not yet.
We'll look at that later, shall we?
I'll do it when it's later on.
Later on, okay. Right, will you bring this to the table, please?
Boy, I said. So it's not, because I can't stand up very well.
Oh, I can't stand up very well.
Just
come. Right, would you like to go to the table then, please? Go to the table.
Shh.
Right, you better put your animal tabard on, please, the waterproof one, otherwise you'll get the new Superman shirt, don't you want
it? It doesn't matter, I'll take it off.
Well, just put the tabard on the top, because you'd have to have this on whatever's on you. Okay?
Okay.
How's that? Is that nice?
Yeah.
Well done, have a seat.
Thank you.
Oh, I think the last time we tried to make models with this.
Oh, yeah, it broke.
It broke, and then we mended it.
And it broke again.
Oh, I forgot there was Play-Doh with this. Right, here you come, face it down.
Nick, can you just fit that in? Okay.
I can, but I don't. I think it's really going to work very well, Tom. We might have to just do something else with it.
Right,
look at that. It smells quite nice, all right. Does it smell like Flodo used to smell it? Let's see what these tubs smell like.
This smells yucky.
Oh, that one's empty, the other one.
Smell this one.
No, they don't smell nice. But my mummy was a little girl, Play-Doh used to have a gorgeous smell.
I wonder what it tastes like in here. And it's different colour in here.
Is it?
Look!
What colour is that?
Different colours.
Oh, yes.
Well, might use that sometime.
I don't know what's happened there. Perhaps I'll just try and use this knife. Oh. To clear out that little hole there. Perhaps that's what's causing the problem. Because it looks like a bit of Play-Doh. It's got stuck in a crack. Ooh, and dried up.
And being squashed up.
Very squashed.
Oh, this. See? Squash.
Right, put your legs on. Put yourself in the other tip. Squash. And then you're left up on the corner.
I wonder what's in here.
Oh, one of them's empty. I think it's that one, Tom, that you've got in your hand now. I can't get that little bit out.
No.
I'll try as it is.
Okay.
It might just have been that was stuck.
There you go, Mum.
Thank you.
Now I need...
Just a moment.
Which one? I don't want that one.
Let's just see if it works. How do we do it?
Yep, put some Play-Doh in.
How do we put the Play-Doh?
In. No, I don't know, let me just think. Oh, yeah, in. Right, and then. Right. Can we put it? Oh, there! We put it in there!
Right, okay, put it in there. But where do we have to put this fancy cutter, Thomas?
Oh, Mummy. Here, then. It will squirt out different colours.
Ah, we slot it there, don't we? Oh, dear. It's quite a while since we've done this.
Now roll it out.
Getting a bit forgetful, that's right. You found your little rolling pin, haven't you? There's more Play-Doh stuck there.
That must be causing the problem.
Well, I think something is causing the problem. Let's see if this will work. I hope it does. Have we got any more of these, or did it just come?
Yeah, we did. I saw a blue one somewhere.
It's on the floor. There we are. I'll try the blue one.
I did the same.
There we are.
Golly, I thought it did.
Right.
Where did the Play-Doh?
Put the Play-Doh in there.
Thank you.
We want a nice soft one, I think. That's not very soft, is it?
Put it in.
Perhaps we'll put our own green in. I think maybe this was Grace's toy. And I think perhaps the Play-Doh that she gave us...
I just dropped a rolling pin.
...has been a long time. And it's dried out, so we'll put ours in, which is a bit fresh.
No, squeeze it.
No. It's still broken a little bit, isn't it? Now, if I hold very tight there, would you like to press down on the handle? Ooh, it's stiff, isn't it? No, you've pulled it out. Is it working? Let's let you press turn again. I'm trying to work out where to hold it. I'll press it there. You give it a really good squeeze down. No, it's not going to work, is it?
Oh, got it. But it did.
Oh, dear, dear.
Oh, Mummy, I saw it go like that.
It's coming out, it's just every few minutes. The machine, the handle is sliced to fall out of the machine. Oh, it is too hard work. How's that?
Fine, I just need
it. It's like making sausages, isn't it? There we are. That's working. We did get it to work before, didn't we?
It was good.
There we are. Press a bit more. Okay. And a little bit more. What does that remind you of?
Long strip of Play-Doh.
A long strip of Play-Doh, right.
Mum, it's broke.
Never mind, would you like a knife to cut it up?
No. Okay, I'll have a knife.
That's it, you can slice it with a knife. Come on. I think I'm going to use some in this green mold to make an elephant look.
A penny paint.
Shape it in there.
Mummy.
Yes.
Made a slug.
You've made a slug?
Look.
Oh, yes.
Mummy, I'm making a square. Then we need some. This Play-Doh, I think we need.
Could I have the rolling pin, please? Did he say he dropped it on the floor?
Yeah, I did.
Right, listen, we need to move this if we're not playing with this, because otherwise it's going to end up on the floor, isn't it?
Then. Oh, we use it. Oh, it's rope.
I think we'll have to leave the machine alone, Thomas. It's not going to work, is it?
Well, no, it's safe. Hold you.
It's a shame because it's a very nice toy, isn't it?
Mm.
It wasn't new when we got it.
No.
I'm rolling this bit of green Play-Doh, look.
Mm.
And we'll see what I end up with when I tip it out. Just make sure it's over the table. Right, what do you think?
I don't know.
Elephant. An elephant.
Whoa!
That's nice.
Oh, I haven't used this. I just have the rolling pin.
Oh, come on, I guess. There's a crab there. You might like to make a crab. That's right, you press the Play-Doh into the little moulds. Yes, we haven't done any stenciling for a while either, have we? Do you remember we got those stencils when we wanted to write to people like Anthony and Matthew to say thank you for their invitation to the parties?
Yeah.
We haven't used those for a while. We had good fun, didn't we, with those paints? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Right, now let's see what this is going to be when I turn it out. What do you think it is, Thomas?
I don't know. Half a crab.
Right, this is... Ah, what have I made?
Two elephants,
but that's a swan. I don't think I've separated it quite enough, have I?
No, this is silly.
Is it?
I just have some red.
There we go, we've got an elephant and a swan.
Not yet.
What do you think that is?
I don't know.
A lamb?
Might be a lamb.
Just see what it says on the box. It says Dough Factory.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Just wondered whether it told you what to do and the handle got stuck, but it doesn't. No, it doesn't say anywhere at all.
Mummy, do a 10. Just spin it down there, then it will come out like...
Thomas, no.
I thought it would zoom round here.
No, I think we're not bothering with that. Just use the green. Don't bother with those. They're old. They need to go away, really, those. Oh, look. We could use this to do this. Let's roll a bit of green out.
And then roll a bit of green out with this.
And then we can... Look. Put that there and roll over the top.
Squeeze it.
And then we've got shapes. That's a triangle. Two little squares. Look at that.
Yeah.
What would you say that looked like, Thomas?
Splodgy
paint. A splodge, I thought so. It reminded me of Teletubby custard. You know when they start throwing pink custard at one another?
Yeah.
It's like a splodgy paint. Well, look, it could be a pretty flower, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Or... What else?
Mummy, I made some cake.
Oh, lovely.
There you go. Do you want
some
more?
This could be a cake, couldn't it? Yes, please.
It's called lemon and tomato.
Lemon and tomato cake.
I'm going to make some strawberry.
I don't think we'll use the blue, Thomas. It's too hard. Just use the green, please.
And there
you go. The blue's spoiling it because it's too dry. It needs to be thrown away.
You're going to pinch through
it. It doesn't tell you what to do if it gets dry, does it? Because we're only learning something, what it does. No.
No, I might have some of my different colour cake.
That's nice.
It's a nice cake.
That looks like the colours of the seeds on a sweetie, doesn't it? You know those little chocolate buttons that you can get in Mrs. Sweet Shop's shop that have all the tiny hundreds and thousands on top, all different colours? That's what that little blob of Play-Doh looks like now you've mixed all the colours together, doesn't it? Very exciting.
You need a lump of this.
Yes.
And a lump of that.
Right.
Oh, charge.
A lump of
that and a lump of this.
A bit of this and a bit of that.
A bit of salt and another bit of salt. Squeeze it. And then all green in it. And another squash. I need it in there. Squash it.
Do you like some more green?
Yes.
You don't have to keep the elephant and the swan if you don't like. You can break them off. Or have a piece off there.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
That's
mummy.
All right.
No leg.
No leg, no.
No.
Oh dear.
Oh, look at that.
Look, I've made a little lamb now.
Me.
Mmm.
One.
Do you play with the nursery? Not leg. What's it called? Play-Doh.
Yeah.
At nursery.
No. For mummy.
But Miss Ashworth, I've seen her have Lego. I keep saying Lego, Play-Doh on the table.
Yeah.
Did you ever used to play with it?
No.
Who played with Play-Doh?
No, I don't know.
Did you ever play with it?
No. Never.
What are you making?
I don't know yet.
You look like you're kneading some bread. Look. Can you see what you're making?
I am bread.
Bread? Mm.
Yeah.
Making a nice loaf of bread or some bread buns?
Bread buns.
Mm. Can you see what I'm doing? I'm making something for tea. What is it?
Grapes.
Grapes? Yes, it could be grapes.
What?
I thought they were peas, but they could be grapes.
Mummy.
Oh. And you squashed it.
I squashed them all.
Yeah. Poor me. Well, I shall make a cucumber instead.
I'll squash that.
Oh, you won't, because I'll put it at this side.
I can reach there.
What other vegetables or fruit are green? We could have some green apples or some green plums, couldn't we? What else?
Can I have a bit of all of that?
Yes.
Squish it in there. And that and that and that and that.
Thomas. Eat that and that.
Mum. What else do we need?
What else do we need?
Oh yeah. Well, this.
Well, look, you could use the empty pot. We could roll some out flat and use the empty pot as a cutter. A small round cutter. Yeah.
Break.
I know, it's quite dry, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't need this, squish it in, and do this, now, poke it with a rolling pin.
Poke it with a rolling pin?
Hammer it.
Hammer it?
Yeah.
What are you making?
A currant bun.
A currant bun, alright. I've never had to hammer, I've never had to hammer. Container when I'm making a currant bun, that's unusual.
It's a whistle, pistol, whistle. It's a whistle, I say.
A whistle pistol?
Yeah,
whistle. It looks like your blue whistle, doesn't it, that piece? Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. Now another hammer.
It's quite That'll do.
No, what bit of red?
It's a hammer.
Oh, red. Yeah.
Well, that's dried out as well, hasn't it? Look, I'm making a little pear.
Mum?
I've made peas, grapes, and I've got the pear.
Let me hold that.
No, because you will squash it.
No, I'm just look.
What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing. I know you like it, don't
you? I squash this instead.
We can make a kiwi fruit or a cabbage. They're green, aren't they?
Yes,
spinach and broccoli.
Mummy, can you make a sweet what you want me to make? Orange, please.
An orange? There's an orange. It's green, but it's not ripe.
Don't matter.
Shall I put a little cross on the top, look?
Yes, please.
Well, there we are. That's where the stalk has been. Buttered cake, bake.
Mummy, I'm going to get all of the juice up. Put it in this pot with more apple squeezed juice.
Make
like
me
this.
A cake.
Like this,
as you can. Yes.
And then squeeze it in. And then
pat it and prick it and mark it with B. There's a B. And put in the
oven
for baby and
me.
Yes.
I want to just have a little look at it.
What letter is that?
B.
B. B. What begins with B?
Funny.
Oh, you squashed it to find what begins with B. Broken. And boys who are going to get tickled. That's what begins with B. Bad boys.
A bad mummies.
Bad mummies doesn't begin with B, but boy. You put a little bit of green clay on my arm. Bad boys begins with B. Isn't it?
Why?
Oh, don't put it in your hair. You sing it. No, no.
I tried to get it out.
Pardon?
I tried to get it out.
Get it out.
Get it out.
No.
Get it out.
You sound like Samara. She says that. That's not nice.
It's.
Samara only does it to be naughty as well.
Oh, cool. I need one of those teaspoons.
That's a knife. Oops. That's you don't cut yourself and have any plastic. It can be quite sharp. I'm going to make some drink custard again. No, Thomas, don't do that for me. Don't throw Play-Doh.
No, I didn't throw it.
Oh, no. Just take it out, please. Don't do that. It's going everywhere.
I like it. This could be a tea shop.
Could it?
Yeah. We can make all the food.
All right. Actually, that was supposed to be tubby custard, but it looks like a cabbage. Now it's come out. Because it got squashed. There we are, little row of cabbages.
Making some sausages. No, right. Some currant buns.
Currant buns again. Very nice.
Get all of this. I need more of it. I need some this. I need that and I'll do this. Yeah. Now squash it. Or like a rice jumper.
Squash it like what?
A rubbish jumper.
Oh, rubbish jumper. I thought you said a rice jumper. I wondered what a rice jumper was, a rubbish jumper. I see.
And squash it.
Don't, this is from the floor. That's
like
right.
This.
Be careful, Tom. Let's get rid of all these other bits because it's going to spoil a new Play-Doh, isn't it?
Yeah, let me do the black.
The black? Is this in there?
Black.
That's white.
Yeah, I haven't seen white.
Oh, well, it's not. It looks pink now, isn't it? It's supposed to be white.
Oh, it's a different colour.
Mmm, the green's got white and red in this as well. That's a hard green.
Look what I'm making. Ice cream.
It does look like an ice cream, that, doesn't it? Looks nice and soft, the white one as well.
Put in this container.
Grace must not have used the white one because this one's ever so hard, isn't it?
Yep.
Is there supposed to be a black one, Thomas?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I can't see black. How many empty pots have we got?
I saw it. A
book one. Right, I've got 6 pots. How many lids have we got?
I'm making something. Can I make nice?
Yes, I've got 6. No, I've got 5 lids. I've got a blue one. A red one.
Can I just have this one?
A yellow one. And green one. You're right, there's a black lid missing with the black Play-Doh. Oh, the lid's on the floor. I still can't see black Play-Doh there, Thomas, can you?
No. It's different colours to Play-Doh.
No, but was there a black Play-Doh?
No.
Ah. What was in the pot that was black?
No more, there's just that one.
Was that the tiny one that I said looked like a sweet with little bits on the top?
Yeah.
Ah. So somewhere, the black one. Grace must have used all that up, wasn't she?
Who was Grace?
You know John the postman?
Yeah.
This little girl. Her mummy gave it to me when Grace had stopped playing with it for you.
I don't need pink. Greeny.
So you're making ice cream now, are you?
Pink ice
cream. Pink ice cream. I might make some rock.
My mummy, shall I show you? It's got it on the box. That black lid.
It has, yes. Well, the black lid's there, look, but there's no black Play-Doh. Mm. Perhaps Grace left the lid off the black Play-Doh and it went very dry. And maybe she had to throw it away.
Boys, the ones with the sweet on the lid.
This one here.
Mm.
It's very hard.
Yeah!
You feel that now? Look at this. This is orange Play-Doh that we must have played with before. I didn't know we had orange Play-Doh. Oh yes, we have got orange Play-Doh, haven't we? We've got orange, green, red and bright pink. And it's called Soft Stuff.
So it's going to go to the factory.
Isn't it?
Yep.
The ice cream factory?
Yep.
It looks like a little tub of ice cream, that, doesn't it?
Yep. Wait, this is the ice cream machine.
What?
You put that in. There. Remove it.
Was there some yellow Play-Doh or was the yellow pot empty as well?
Empty.
Was it? Oh. I was going to make a little ice cream cone with yellow.
We can make it with black.
We haven't got any black. I'll make it with this, shall I?
Okay.
This is lovely and soft, isn't it?
Mm.
It's gorgeous. Right. Now, would you like an ice cream cone or do you like wafers?
Ice cream cone.
Okay. There we are. Might take me a few minutes to make it, Thomas.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. This is good fun, isn't it?
Yes. And let's try the end.
What's the name?
And it goes for 2 minutes in the baking oven. Down it goes.
Ice cream in the oven?
Yeah.
Do you not think it would melt?
No, because it's cold in the oven.
Is it? Oh. Do you mean the freezer?
Yeah, I mean.
The freezer.
Squeeze it.
You can buy ice cream makers, Thomas.
Pardon?
You can buy ice cream makers.
Oh.
To make ice cream at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is quite nice, isn't it? I'd like one of those. Would you?
I would.
Just imagine. Homemade ice cream. I love it. Yum, yum. Remember that book? There we are. There's an ice cream cone. Now, shall I fill that with a little bit of ice cream?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
There we are. Ice cream. How about a tiny drop of strawberry sauce on top? There we are. How's that?
Now it goes into a big machine.
Is it?
And it squashes it up, and when it comes in, and then it's ready to be eaten.
Very good. I'm going to try and make a crab now.
It's not easy.
Isn't it?
No. I tried. I got a lump of plaid on it, didn't work.
Didn't it?
No. There's not a sausage there.
Not a sausage? Oh, you are funny, Thomas.
The ice cream.
Did you know that?
Where's the ice cream?
There's the ice cream, look.
But now, it's going to be squeezed in here. Come on. The sauce goes in here, and then it breaks it up. Do you see it?
Oh, yes.
What?
You could have eaten that ice cream, couldn't you?
Yeah, but because it has been cold. Oh. It's makes cold and colder.
The machine makes it very cold.
Yeah. Then it rolls it.
Is it?
And pulls the bit off. And squeezes that.
And is this machine in a factory, Thomas?
Yep.
What sort of factory?
The ice cream factory.
Oh, it just makes ice cream, does it? Does it make anything else?
Just makes sausages, ice creams.
Does it?
Sausage ice creams.
Oh, I can think of a firm that makes sausages and ice cream. Well, actually, they do peas as well. So, that would be a nice factory to get stuck in. Ah, ha, 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 what's coming to get to you?
I'll squeeze him up.
Oh, my poor crab.
Is it your pet?
Well, he was before you squashed him. Yeah. Oh. Well, you haven't squashed him. Oh, that's nice. And we'll save
it doesn't
him.
Matter.
We'll put him over there, shall we? And now,
shall I give him a little reward there?
A little reward? Is that what you meant?
Yeah. Come here, Krabby Wabby.
Krabby Wabby, I'm going to make a swan as well now.
I'm just going to put him a little thing there.
Now, what have you
got? That's from the ice cream factory.
Oh. Isn't that a little memento to remind him of his time at the ice cream factory?
If you have to, just check he doesn't come round here because she might pick him up and squash him.
Oh dear, so the crabs really should be near factories, do you?
No, they shouldn't. They should be in cages.
Or should they? In cages?
Sometimes.
Crabs are on the beach, aren't they, in the sea?
Mm.
And sometimes they're in the window of the fishmongers in Didsbury.
Hello?
I said, and sometimes they're in the window of the fishmongers in Didsbury, aren't they? Or Sainsbury, so you know, at the fish counter.
Yeah.
We see them there, don't we?
Crabs.
Crabs.
And I haven't seen them.
Have you not seen crabs?
No.
I thought the last time we went to Didsbury you showed me a crab in the window. Sitting there like this one, but they're not this big.
Oh, yeah,
not green.
But those pretend.
Oh no, they're real crabs. It's just they're not living anymore. That's why they're not moving around. Is that what you thought?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, the fish counter at Sainsbury's, they have some lobsters which look a little bit like this. Now, they're not real. They're just for show, aren't they? Is that what you're thinking of?
Shall I just give him a little rock in this squasher?
A little rock in this squasher?
Let's have a little look.
Oh, and look, is it a rock? There's the swan.
But now it's squashing up now.
Oh dear.
Squash up. It just squashes up. If he goes in, it just squashes pink things.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the crab should be all right then because he's green, isn't he?
Yeah.
Here comes an elephant with his trunk.
He wants to come in. Yes, I do.
Oh dear, look at this elephant. He's got a red tummy. Because I didn't realise there's a piece of red Play-Doh in there as well.
Yeah. He's been in his aura. Ah!
Oh.
His arm came off.
Oh dear.
Was it?
It's his pincer. Well, I put that down quick before he bites you.
It doesn't matter.
Does it matter?
Yeah. You see, bites me, it doesn't matter because I saw one and it didn't bite me.
Alright, so that's probably the one that was pretending to be a crab. Mr. Ice Cream Man?
Yep.
Have you got lots of ice cream in your shop? Or your factory?
Well, this is a shop board, I don't know. Yeah?
Because... Don't take that off. An elephant is coming to see you. And he might eat a lot of ice cream.
There you go. A lump of ice cream.
very nice. Now, shall I put this crab back in the hospital, the crab hospital, and see if we can give him a new arm?
You can have a crab hospital.
Right. Oh, doctor?
Yeah.
Are you a vet? You must be a vet.
Yeah.
Vet?
Yeah.
I brought a poorly crab in, he's only got one leg. Could you try and repair him for me, please?
Yeah, we just need to just do something. Right. We need to just cut both of the arms on and see if there's any blood rushing through his paw, because that might be just a problem.
All right. I think he's probably going to have a problem if you cut both his paws. Don't you?
We put him back on.
Oh, Thomas, you're cutting his legs off?
Yeah, we just need to just have a check. It's all right. So now we need to...
stick them back on?
Yeah.
I see.
There you go. One leg on. See?
Yeah.
And then the one more leg on. There. See?
Oh, good, isn't it? Look at that.
It was just blood rushing.
Was the blood rushing out?
Yeah, now it's all like this.
It's all nice.
It was like that, so it needs to go.
I see.
Yeah. That's all the problem.
It doesn't sound like there is a problem now.
Nope, there isn't. Sort it out.
Sorted it out. Good lad.
No, I need that again to clear all the blood.
Right. Oh, look, I need a little lamb now with these mouths. Bar, green sheep, have you any ice cream? yes sir, three pots full. One has strawberry sauce, one has chocolate. One is in a cone, the other's in wafers. There we are. A green sheep to go with the green crab, the green swan, and the green and red elephant. You're good tidying up, aren't you? This looks like an orange brick. Hard, listen to that.
Look. That's one of something about the crab. He doesn't like ice cream, you know, because that's all of his blood. Oh. Not all of it, just some of.
Oh gosh, right.
All of the blood comes from his claws. He can do like this now.
Can he? Oh, he must be better then. Let's have a look at him. He's still asleep, actually, after his operation, isn't he?
Has the swan done anything?
I don't think the swan's done anything. She might have broken her wing, I suppose. We better check her out. You think when they
it's like the crab.
Like the crab, we're going to have to cut the wing off, are you, to have a look?
Just that bit.
I see.
If it comes both of them. Okay. If the blood comes on, I just need four ambulance men.
You need four ambulance men?
Yeah.
If he starts bleeding? It's quite a lot of ambulance men, really, isn't
he just needs that bit of it caught on another swan. And I need to cover it off and then put it on another swan.
All right. You sound like you're doing a transplant. Taking something off one swan and putting it on another, is that what you mean?
No, just that bit was causing the way it was squashy.
Oh, so you took it out. Oh, well, that's better then, isn't it? If something's no use anymore, it's better got rid of. That crab's looking jolly good. Do you know what he really wants now he's come round from his operation? Ice cream, please, in my pincers. He's looking for the ice cream cone. Where's that gone?
Oh, it's being squashed, but there's another ice cream halt. You go through there, to the left, and then there it is.
Alright. Is that the ice cream van, or the kiosk, or the factory? What is it?
Kiosk.
I might make a wafer now. This is lovely and soft, isn't it, this one? Beautiful.
I don't know if they've stolen anything.
What is it, the little lamb? Mm-hmm. Check him over there and see what you think.
Can't see anything.
No.
Hold that ear. I can't hear it. Hello? You can't say far now.
Can't he? Oh dear, well perhaps he's got something the matter with him then.
I just looked and is there nothing wrong there?
No.
Just some blood was rushing out.
Blood's rushing out of the lung, is it as well?
Nothing's the problem, just that.
Well, I think if somebody's got blood rushing out of them, there probably is a bit of a problem somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, but...
But you can't be bothered to look.
No, I can't.
Oh, poor little lamb.
And you have lots of pets.
I have lots of pets. I've got an elephant, I've got a swan, I've got a crow, and I've got a lamb.
I just look at him. Oh, it's all right.
The elephant's all right, yeah. Yes, yes. Well, the elephant would be a bit hard to look after anyway, wouldn't he?
Mm.
If he had to come into hospital, he'd need a jolly big bed, Thomas.
A jolly.
Jolly big bed.
Look how many blood the bar the sheep had.
Oh, dear me. And did the sheep lose a lot of blood?
This many, in clearing away.
Is that why he couldn't go, bah?
Yeah.
Dear.
Go bar now. The barring sheep. Barring sheep. Barring sheep.
Boring sheep. It sounds like saying boring sheep. There we are. There's an ice cream cone. There's the wafer. Oh, sorry. There's the ice cream wafer. There's the ice cream. There's the wafer biscuit. Tastes nice.
Scrum.
Scrum.
I put it in there, right, where there's lots of cold. I just put it over there. Just need to get all of that crumbs.
I might make a little pie now. And I could put something in that.
Like ice cream strawberry sauce.
Mmm. Oh, what I could do, look like a little strawberry tart. I could pretend that was pastry.
Do you want another? Pet. Got something you can make pets. You want two lambs?
Oh yes, please.
Or two crabs.
Oh, no, I have two lambs to start with. Shall I order? Would you prefer the crab? Can you have a go at the crab?
Okay.
Look, these are little strawberries.
There you go.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I might need some of that.
Right. You're still dressed as Superman, aren't you?
I need that now. I need this.
I think they're all empty now, Tom. Would you like that?
What's empty?
Yeah, well. These are strawberries going into the strawberry tart.
Oh, Mum, it doesn't work.
Well, what you have to do?
You do it.
Oh, let me show you.
You can do it. Well, I'm opening every tin of blood pressure opener.
Blood pressure opener. There we are. Look, we squash it into it like that. And then you roll across the top, Thomas.
Mm.
Watch, because the knife will break that. And then you tip it out, and then you have to cut round it. Look.
Oh, yeah.
Like this. Gosh, we could soon have a house full of crabs, couldn't we?
Just drop the lid.
Mm-hmm.
Matter. Yeah, blood pressure.
Blood pressure.
Yeah, in there. Yeah, mixed up.
Has Brenda taught you about blood pressure?
No.
Oh, how do you know about blood pressure?
Because it just does anything with things are pulling and making it in there. Then we'll put the animal in there, just a little one, and then it will make them better. Blood pressure does.
Right. Look, there's my little strawberry tart.
If they fall out, I'll let some more.
Okay. And shall you see what I'm going to serve with the strawberry tart of blob of ice cream? Would you like me to take the lid off?
No, I can do it with
this. Be careful, because I think that knife's going to break down.
No,
just... We could make little bricks as well and build a house, couldn't we?
Yeah.
I think that would take a long time though, don't you?
Can we make something? Da 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 da
It's a nice little song. You're whistling while you work.
Now we need to cut these tins down. Just that one. And all of these I'm going to make blood pressure.
Make blood pressure. Do you know what you do sometimes to my blood pressure?
What?
Make it go really high.
I do that now. Let me just get it in.
And when he gets cross with you, I go, oh. And it's all red in the face, don't it?
Yes.
Yes.
That's you. Put all red in and any blood pressure.
Mm. Oh, look, I've made a little triangle.
I haven't made anything yet.
That looks like a road sign. Look, I can prop it up and it says, man at work, go round. What was that one we saw the other day, Road Narrows? Where was that? We went somewhere and we saw, oh, it was near the school, wasn't it? Do you remember? We saw a big sign. You said, what does that say? And I said, it says Road Narrows. And then there was a great big hole in the road, do you remember?
Yeah.
With all the red cones and the barriers round. Well, this one's men at work. Caution, ice cream factory.
This one says, don't go near this.
There's that blob of ice cream to have with a strawberry tart.
Thank you. Oh, I need some ice cream in there. I just need to get a look what the machine's made.
Oh, very nice.
What?
Are you an ice cream factory or are you a vet or a doctor? You must be
a vet, but that's even. If the ice cream's dirty, you can just have this. You just want this.
Thank you. Oh, yes, it's. Look, I made Toby custard. Pink Toby custard.
Let me put it down in the machine. You want it sliced?
Yes, please. Would you like a knife?
Thank you.
There you are. You're going to cut it in half.
There.
Really good. Thank you very much.
Down the top there.
That's a clever boy, cutting it in half.
Flipping it and then you eat it like this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that does look good.
A little more of this pink.
There you are. It's not just pink now. It's all speckledy colours. But it's still nice and soft, isn't it? This is very good for your hands, actually, Thomas. Look at that.
Mm.
Your hands get swollen, really. Keeps your fingers moving when you squeeze. Like that.
Oh,
Mr. Play-Doh. Look, well, we could have an even bigger nose. Oh, you're not supposed to laugh, you cheeky monkey. Does that look funny?
Yeah,
funny.
And it's their nose.
We rub our noses together. Our Play-Doh noses.
Yeah.
Let's rub our Play-Doh noses together. I'm going to make.
Do you want just this?
I'm going to show you a really big nose in a minute. Who's got a big nose?
Dad has.
Well, don't tell him that.
I will.
No.
I will when it's Tickle Monster time.
When it's Tickle Monster time. I know he's got a big nose. Nelly the elephant. Look, a pink elephant with a really big
Love.
Nose. What's her nose called?
A shrimp. And what's it just half of that?
Nelly the elephant. Back to truck. Oh, you kissed her. That was nice. She's a nice elephant, isn't she? Say goodbye to the circus.
Squash, 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 squash,
squash. Squash, squash, squash.
All on the floor in empty fields. Ooh, squash.
The green elephant met the pink elephant and they said, hello, some dirty ice cream button. But first they called in at the vet. Hello, vet.
Hello.
Oh gosh, the waiting room's full now, these two have arrived. Oops. Oh no.
It doesn't matter, it just It's just for Bex to lie on.
Oh, I thought she collapsed. Is she just having a lie down?
Yeah.
Is that the examination table?
Yeah.
All right, well, you think there's room for both of them? Oh, yeah, have a quick check over, see they're all right.
You all right, that one is? Mm-hmm. All right, that one.
Right, that's two very good elephants. Smashing.
No, goodbye.
Bye. Hit, hit.
No, just finish now. It's all right. I can go now.
Where are you going to go?
No, you were going to go.
Where am I going to go?
The ice cream van.
Oh, right.
She's going to go in a few minutes.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So go.
Where is he?
He's where Nissa's sweet shop is.
Right. You now got to get up from here and go all the way to Disby Village.
No, because there's a bus to go to Disby Village.
Yes, but I don't think the buses run every few minutes. It's quite a long wait. They're only every half an hour.
No, it doesn't matter because...
Could the ice cream van not come round like our ice cream van does?
Sometimes, but he's not very well, so he's just going to drive to Disby.
Oh, right. Okay. Can I perhaps ride the elephant to Disby?
Of course.
Right. What noise does an elephant make?
Woo!
Well, there's two of them. There'd be twice.
Woo, woo, woo!
Right, we're here in Disby. Drop, 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 drop.
This is the bus.
Hello, two elephants. Would like two ice creams, please.
Right. There you go.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Yeah, well, there's the money. Oh, that's nice.
Yep. Thank you very much, thank you.
There's your money. Mm. Thank you. Right, they're tripping back home now. They've got to come really quickly before the ice cream that they've bought for me melts. Oh, gosh, that was a quick...
This is a bus.
Quick trip. Look at this elephant. It looks like she's got an eye. It's just a piece of red Play-Doh with the way it's landed. Aye, aye.
I got some good friends. Look there, a crab.
Yes, what's steady.
And the another elephant.
The two elephants, one lamb, one swan. There were two crabs, but I think one of them's been eaten by the elephant. Because he's not here anymore, is he?
Mm. Oh, look, he's squashed.
Was that a crab?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I'm like this.
Oh dear, do you? Well, that looks a little bit too late to take him to the vets.
Mm.
I don't think the vet will be able to do anything with him, do you?
They might.
Do you think you could?
I just need to have a little look in this machine. We'll slice him up and then it will bits and then when it comes out of that tube, it will slice up and then. When you need to put it in a new oven, and then when you let it go tomorrow, it did a crab.
Goodness me, you slice it up, put it in the oven, and then it'll come out as a crab.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's jolly good. Right, so I'll have to wait overnight, will I, for my new crab?
Yeah.
I see. Would it be green like the others?
Yep.
Mmm, that's nice. A nice, fat, green crab.
You? This is all of his body.
Oh, yeah, it must have been quite a big crab.
Mm-hmm. They take that back and put it back. Whoa, she's very good. Very good, he's not injured.
Very good, he's not injured. Yes, we just dropped the crab on the elephant. I think the elephant would survive a fall by a crab.
Oh, look, there's a crab there. Oh.
It looks like a piece of a crab, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can you hear that noise?
Yeah.
What do you think that is?
I know.
Somebody's alarm?
Yeah. Need to put these on here. Can I do it? There you go. Two lying down elephants.
Two lying down elephants? Two sleepy elephants. It's like Noah's Ark having two elephants.
Get my machine.
Well, the crab's just come out of it.
Shall
we pretend it's the next morning?
Yeah.
Just doing a few tidying up jobs with him.
Yeah. Right.
Because he was very, very badly injured, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Right. There's that cover's come down now. Right, look.
Good.
Look at this now.
Oh, good.
There's the crab, he's better. How's that?
This is the vet, so can you see all of that? Look at that.
We started off as an ice cream factory, but Thomas is now repairing elephants, crabs, lambs and swans.
It's a vet.
Well, it's a vet, but we're throwing in part of the therapies to have some ice cream.
I've finished now.
You finished now? Okay.
Because you know why? It's closed.
Is it?
Yeah.